I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
John Wayne's only Oscar was given to the actor for his portrayal of Rooster Cogburn in the 1969 movie True Grit, a movie based, of course, on Arkansan Charles Portis's novel. In case you've been ignoring popular culture the past few weeks and months, a new version of True Grit opens next week. The first part of the story takes place in Fort Smith during the era of Judge Isaac Parker. The new version may not have the Duke or Robert Duvall or Glenn Campbell, but it comes with some pretty impressive talent. Reigning Best Actor Jeff Bridges, and multiple Oscar winners Joel and Ethan Coen directing. Before the movie opens nationally Wednesday, the city of Fort Smith will celebrate the story and the attention with True Gritapalooza. This week, Jennifer Bolden, with the Fort Smith Convention and Visitors Bureau, explained why the city is embracing all things True Grit.
True Grit is about the history that we grew up out of and that our tourism promotes all day long, all year long. So.
Yeah, one of the great things about this is the Fort Smith that's in the novel, the Fort Smith that's in the John Wayne movie, I have not seen yet the Coen Brothers version of True Grit, but it's a Fort Smith that is still very tangible and very much on display.
Yes, we have the National Historic Site, which, you know, when the first film came out, True Grit was the primary driver of tourism here for the next 15, 20, 30 years. And even today, 41 years later, we still get people here who are only here because of True Grit. So, you know, besides that, we've got the Fort Smith Museum of History, we've got Miss Laura's, we've got all these historic things downtown, and just, you know, the beautiful landscape and all the sites in eastern Oklahoma, too. So there's so much to do, and so many people are just thrilled when they come here and discover that Fort Smith is actually a real place. It's not just a name in a movie somewhere. And, you know, people are just excited about it here.
So what's going to happen with True Gritapalooza? I love the name, by the way.
Thanks. That was kind of a whim, but we wanted to sort of convey a sense of whimsy. One thing that people in Fort Smith do really well is get excited about things. We did it for the Marshalls Museum. We've done it for other projects. People like to rally and just have fun with stuff. And so we thought this is a perfect time. You know, give the public a chance and a way to show their support and their excitement. So we had we did a Facebook page, and we've been getting more and more people on that page, sort of as a communications hub. We're also planning several events. For the opening night, we have an event at the Malco Cinema in Fort Smith. It's going to be a free event. The movie is not free, but just buy your tickets early and show up. And even if you don't get to see the film or you can't stay and see the film, you can get into the theater and be part of all the hoopla. We're going to have, at that event, we're going to have some live entertainment. We're going to have a Rooster Cogburn look-alike contest and a Matty Ross look-alike contest. Open to anyone. There's no entry fee, and there are some prizes we're gathering together for those. We're going to have drawings and giveaways and of True Grit-themed promotional materials and all kinds of other stuff. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have reenactors out there, people in costumes, people just showing off how excited they are about the film.
That's all surrounding the opening of the movie in Fort Smith on Wednesday. But the day before, perhaps the most whimsical of all the events connected with True Gritapalooza, something called Roosters by the Dozen.
We get as many people as possible to go out to the National Historic Site Gallows, and we are going to hand out Marshall's badges and eye patches to everyone we can who shows up. I hope we can get everybody we can. We've got over 500, and we'll see if we run out, but... we're getting a lot of attention for that so far, so we're hopeful. But we're going to get everybody together in a big crowd, and we're going to have a guy on horseback playing Lucky Ned Pepper. So he is going to yell out at the crowd of roosters some of those challenge lines from the towards the end of the film, and then we're all collectively going to yell back at him.
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man. Fill your hand, you son of a...
Even if you haven't read the book or seen the movie, you can probably figure out what comes next. As the city of Fort Smith has mentioned, the Roosters by the Dozen will include a bit of PG-13 language. But plenty for the family to do all over downtown Fort Smith in connection with True Gritapalooza.
I know some of the downtown businesses are having sales for if you have a eye patch and Marshall's badge that afternoon, come in and get you know some discounts, and then that night we're going to plan a Roosters a Gritapalooza night at Roosters downtown Fort Smith, because, you know, hey, it's Roosters.
You also have written the article that appears on the website, Convention and Visitors and Convention Bureau website, that is the truth behind True Grit.
Yes, it's the fact and fiction behind True Grit. I think it's called The Real Fort Smith, Fact and Fiction. And I originally wrote it for awardsdaily.com online, and which is an Oscar blog, and the editor had approached me about doing something on Fort Smith when she discovered that Fort Smith was indeed a real place. And so I wrote that, and it appears in the, a shortened version of it appears in the current version, edition of Entertainment Fort Smith magazine. And so that was a lot of fun, just trying to get some of the facts out there and talk about, you know, what's real and what isn't.
There were, of course, U.S. Marshals. There was, of course, Judge Parker. There was not a Rooster Cogburn.
No, not exactly. He is a composite of real-life deputy U.S. Marshals. And we know who some of those inspirations were. Some of them we don't. You know, some of it's just fictional. But I know that Charles Portis has said that he did extensive research and had been reading some historical transcripts and things from the time. And so... yeah, he was not real, although we still get people coming by the Visitor Center and by the National Historic Site telling us that they're descendants of Rooster Cogburn, and that's always a fun conversation to have.
I bet. Judge Parker did have the nickname of the Hanging Judge, but he never personally sentenced anyone to the gallows.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things about the Hanging Judge is he had to enforce the law, and the law was that if you were convicted of raping or murdering somebody, you were sent to hang. And those convictions were settled by a jury. So he presided over those cases, but in fact, a lot of people don't realize that Judge Parker was not in favor of the death penalty. He didn't think that was a particularly good deterrent. And so he actually favored sending people to Detroit to a rehab facility, which is actually mentioned in the film, new film. And he was very much in support of trying to get people back into society whenever possible. But, you know, he would sentence people to hang if that was what the law demanded. So
it was a mandatory sentence. I mean, it had
it really was. And he heard, I can't remember the exact number, but something like 12,000, 13,000 cases in his 21 years. And of those, what was it, 173 cases were sentenced to hang and 77 actually hanged. So, you know, that's really not a huge percentage. And yet, he's the federal judge that has the, you know, highest record for that. But he was also covering 77,000 miles of territory, which is considerably more than most judges would have covered, so...
Okay, now you gave us that little hint there because you have seen the Coen Brothers movie. You have had a preview. What'd you think?
Loved it. Yeah, I got to go to an advanced screening in Oklahoma City over the weekend with my husband, and we were both thrilled with it, and we thought Fort Smith was extremely well represented. It's the first half hour of the film or so is in Fort Smith, and then I think probably about a dozen times or so during the course of the movie, they mentioned Fort Smith. There's no way you're going to leave the movie not hearing about Fort Smith. So that was good to confirm. Other places that get name dropped were Little Rock, Pine Bluff, Jonesboro, even Poteau, the Winding Stair Mountains, Pettijean. So there's a lot of places that people are going to recognize that make an appearance in the film.
Of course, anyone who's seen the 1969 version knows that when Glenn Campbell and John Wayne cross the Arkansas River, as they look into Oklahoma, they see these snow-capped peaks. And that's always been kind of a joke in Arkansas. I'm hoping we don't see snow-capped peaks when we cross the Arkansas.
No. The topography is not quite eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas, but it's a pretty good approximation of it. There's only a scene or two that we saw that thought, that's obviously not... you're kidding me, right? But for the most part, it's pretty good, and it could at least pass for parts of Oklahoma. And so that was refreshing to know that we didn't have the Rockies in the mountain background, and to know that people who came here to visit were not going to be completely disappointed not to see the hills of Colorado out there. They shot it beautifully. The cinematography is great, and it's a lot of fun. The audience I saw it with laughed out loud throughout the movie. There's a lot of humor. There's some things that people love from the previous movie aren't in there. Some things are in there that weren't, because what the Coen brothers did was they went back to the book, and this new adaptation is extremely faithful to the book.
And if people want to know more about the Gritapalooza activities, Facebook page the best place?
Yes, facebook.com/Gritapalooza. And if you're looking for things to do in Fort Smith, fortsmith.org.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Thanks a lot.
Jennifer Bolden speaking from her office at the Fort Smith Visitors and Convention Bureau in Fort Smith earlier this week. True Gritapalooza takes place Tuesday and Wednesday in Fort Smith. The movie True Grit opens nationally Wednesday. This is Ozarks at Large.